You know, I think about today, I think about Isaac and Abraham and Jacob. And there's a thing today that says that Jacob was a man who walked with the limp. He was a man who struggled with God. His brother Esau, he was jealous of his brother Esau, and we know the story about how Jacob deceived his father to try to get his brother's inheritance, to steal his brother's inheritance and get the blessing from the father. And so that happens, and of course he does that, deceives, and then he has to run for his life because his brother's going to kill him. It was like, brothers, you took my blessing. You better run for your life, boy. I'm going to kill you when I get a hold of you. And so he has to run and flee the land because he's running from his brother. And then he sees a woman he wants to marry, and he says, hey, I want to marry this woman. You know, and her father says, all right, work for me 7 years. You can marry her. He works 7 years to marry his babe that he's been looking. 7 years he works to marry this girl. She must have been really hot, okay? We just say that right now. She must have been really beautiful because he said the time just flew by. 7 years he worked for her. And the night that they got married, the father did a little switcheroo, you know, and gave her sister. And he had married the sister instead of the one he worked for. And, of course, he went to the father and said, father-in-law said, why did you deceive me? Oh, because it's custom. The oldest always gets married first. You can have my youngest daughter, but you got to work another 7 years. So he had to work 14 years to get the woman he really loved. And he stuck with the woman he really doesn't want. That's another message altogether. We won't go there and touch that one. But today, we see in his life where Jacob was constantly on the run and making mistakes. And let's pick it up in a verse. One time he was on the mountain and he was wrestling with God. This is a true story in Genesis 32, verse 24. It says, then Jacob was left alone. And a man, of course we know it was an angel, wrestled with him until daybreak. When he saw that he had prevailed against him, he touched the socket of his thigh. So the socket of Jacob's thigh was dislocated while he wrestled with him. Then he said, let me go, for the dawn is breaking. But Jacob said this, I will not let you go until you bless me. Even with a dislocated thigh and limp, he was limping. His whole hip had been placed out of socket. He's wrestling. He says, I know I'm hurting. I know I've got this pain here, but I am not letting go, God, until you bless me. I know you're an angel of the Lord. And my whole life, I've been limping around. That's what Jacob was saying. This is a physical limp. But man, I've had to endure a lot of stuff in my life. I've made a lot of stupid mistakes. I betrayed my family. I was deceived by my father-in-law. I mean, I've had family turmoil. I've had things that you can't even think of. And I finally have gotten a hold of God, and I'm not letting go until I'm blessed. That was his attitude. And even it says that the angel touched his hip because he wouldn't let go. He's like, all right, I'm going to dislocate your hip here, you know, just enough to discourage you. And he says, nah, I'm not letting go until you bless me. And he hung on and he wrestled with God. Pick it back up in verse 27. So he said to him, what is your name? And Jacob replied, Jacob. He says, your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed. And this is a classic story. I love this story because Jacob's name means what? Deceiver. It means deceiver. He was, and it's very, very fitting for his name because we see his whole life he was deceiving people. He was stealing from people. He had made a lot of mistakes, and then he reaped that in his own life. He got deceived himself, and he had to reap a lot of this deception in his marriage and in his life. And so we see him going through this in his life, and he says, God, I'm just going to hang on to you until you bless me. And God, and the angel looks at him and says, no longer are you going to be called deceiver, but from now on, you're going to be called Jacob, which means Israel, which means Prince of God. I mean, you talk about a dramatic change. You go from deceiver to Prince of God. The guy who limped his way around, and now limping, is now called the Prince of God. Can you imagine when he got done? Boy, this hip hurts. But you know what? I'm called the Prince of God. The Prince of God. No longer am I called deceiver. I imagine Jacob limped all the way home thinking, ooh, ah, ooh, ah. I mean, can you imagine? But in his heart, he was thinking, you know what? It's worth it. It's worth it. Finally, 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 no longer a deceiver. But now God calls me his child. the blessing he received. And see, many times in our life, if I can do with this without tripping over the monitor, many times in our life, I'm going to have a limp this morning, and you guys are going to laugh at me. But many times as pastors, we're good about talking about this abundant living. We're good about talking about this blessing that comes of serving God, and there's many blessings and privileges and things that God has for us, promises, so many positives. But oftentimes, we don't want to talk about the fact that, man, there's many times in our life we're going to have to learn to walk with a limp. That many times in our life we're going to have to learn to walk when the pain's there, when we don't feel like it, and we've suffered injury, we've suffered harm to our body, and things are happening when we don't understand. We've got to learn to walk through those times, and learning to serve when you don't feel like it. Learning to serve when you're discouraged. Learning to serve when it doesn't make sense. Learning to serve when you've been hurt and have been abandoned. Even the other church apostles would travel around teaching this. And this is what they would do. In Acts 14:22, it says, talking about the apostles, they kept strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith. And they said this, through many, not some, through how many? Many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God. He was warning them, hey, it's going to be some limping times. There's going to be some times when you don't feel like it. There's going to be some times when you go through trials in your life you just don't understand. And so we realize this today, being God's champion, learning to serve with a limp. First of all, victory is most often won under less than ideal conditions. That victory is most often won under less than ideal conditions. It was 2 Timothy 2:3 that says, suffer hardship with me as a good soldier in Christ. Today, you're realizing this, that man, victory comes at the sacrifice. To get to a place that God has for you, to get to the place that, God has is designed for you to be, that you're going to have some struggles. You're going to have some pain. You're going to walk through some disappointments. You're going to walk through some rejection. You're going to walk through some things that you do not understand. People are going to hurt you. People are going to talk bad about you. People are going to misunderstand you. Things are going to happen in your life. But victory many times means I must walk through that. There's times that mothers have to walk when they're just going a 90-0. Moms, you ever had that time when your babysitter is supposed to be there so you can make it to your appointment? And the babysitter calls you at the last minute. Oh, I forgot. I can't make it. And then you got the kids, and you got to be at an appointment here, and your husband's wanting you to do this, and then you got to be done with that in time to get the other kids out of school. I mean, it's not easy being a mom, is it? It's not easy because life throws so many curveballs at you every day. But as a mom, what do? You fight through it, don't you? As a mom, you suck it up and say, all right, we're going to make it through this day. We will get through this day. but sometimes you still... We get through this day. And as a Christian, it's the same way. There's times that life's going to throw us curveballs, and you're going to have a limp, and it doesn't make sense, and it's not fair. But victory comes through walking through these times. We can still run with a limp. We can still serve with a limp. We can't wait until the ideal circumstances. Because, listen, it'll never be the ideal circumstances. Well, when I'm not walking with a limp no more, Pastor, I'll serve. Pastor, I'll let God use me when the pain doesn't hurt any longer. When I get this knife on my back, Pastor, and the wound heals up, then I'll begin to trust again. Well, Pastor, we all have our pain. And we've all had our struggles. And we've all suffered rejection. It was Jesus Christ who suffered rejection. He led the way, man. He went through it, the rejection of a nation, rejection of people. But he willingly walked that road. Today, we know this, that we go through these times in our life, and it's through these times that God gets us where he wants us to be. Don't be deceived. It's the righteous man who falls 7 times, but he gets up. He may be limping. He may have some pain. He may be limping across that finish line. He may be the last one to cross over, but it's the righteous man who gets up, who perseveres, hanging on. Look what 1 Peter 4:15 says. Make sure that none of you suffers as murderers. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about suffering. Make sure that none of you suffers as murderers, as a thief, as an evildoer or a troublesome meddler. But if anyone suffers as a Christian, he is not to be ashamed, but is to glorify God in his name. And what does that mean, Pastor? It basically means this, that all of us are going to have pains. Some pains are good, some pains are bad. Some pains are gains, others are destruction. But the pain's going to happen. And see, what the difference is this, that today maybe you're a man here today, maybe you're a husband here today, and God's been speaking to you about changing some things in your life. And maybe God's telling you, man, I need to spend more time with my family. I need to quit hanging out with some of my old friends I used to hang out with. And maybe after work, the guys are saying, hey, let's go down to the bar and let's have a few drinks. Let's relax and unwind and watch the game. And in your heart, Sunday, you say, God, I'm going to quit doing some of that. I'm going to begin to put my family first. And so you say, you know what? Guys, I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm going to go home, spend time with my family, put my family right, put my family first. You know what's going to happen, guys, when you do that? And they're going to make fun of you. Look who's whipped. Look at this sissy. We know who wears the pants in this family. Blah, 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 blah. And you know what? When you drive away, it's going to be hard because in your mind, you're like, oh, I just want to, you know, prove that I'm not a man. I still am. You know, you're going to have this battle in your heart. You're going to have some pain. There comes some pain with separating yourself from people that you've been with a long time in your life. But you know what? You're going to look back and you're going to say, you know what? I'm glad I made that decision. I'm glad I put God first in my life. I'm glad that I made some sacrifices because this pain leads to gain. Now, you can go to that bar with those guys and drink it up with them and not go home to your wife. But one day when you go home and your family's not there because you didn't spend any time with them, because you'd rather be hanging out with the guys than hang out with your family, and your family leaves you, you're gonna experience pain. You're going to experience the pain of your family walking out on you, of your kids saying, Dad, who? That's going to be pain. And that pain hurts. And that pain leads to destruction. See the difference? There's both pain involved. You're going to have pain. One pain can lead to growth. One pain leads to destruction. The choice is which one you're going to choose. Because without pain, there is no gain. See the difference? We're going to have pain, man. You're going to have to walk through some things in your life. But the difference is this. Is the pain going to cause you to grow? Or is the pain going to cause you to lose what you have? See, there's a difference. Some pains, but there are different results. You know, it's the pain of a well-conditioned athlete who tapes himself up this Sunday to go out and to play. There's going to be guys all across the NFL playing today who are suffering through pain, and they've wrapped themselves up because they know they want to play. Man, they go through it. And that's the cost of being a professional athlete. There's concert pianists who at the age of 12 are practicing 8 hours a day, doing their scales and looking out the window. Other guys are playing baseball. They're playing and practicing. There's some pain involved in that. You want to be an Olympic swimmer? You're out doing sit-ups and swimming in the pool, and your friends are out eating pizza, hanging out. I mean, there's some pain involved in sacrifice and getting to the goals. But those pains lead to good results. See, it's the pain involved that we have to recognize. Yes, there's going to be pain involved, but the pain has a purpose. Struggles have a purpose when it's for godliness. Struggles have a purpose when it's for godliness. Look what 1 Corinthians 9:25 says. Everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. Then they do it to receive perishable wreath, but an imperishable. We have an imperishable. What's it saying? It's saying this, that those who compete, they do it to receive something that's going to fade, man. The gold medals, the trophies, the crowns, they're all going to fade. But we go through pain because it's going to last for eternity. That the decisions you make now affect eternity. They affect your family's eternity. They affect your decision now. Are you going to live your life and have pain right now just to get financial gain only? Are you going to live your life to have gain just to get the world, to be popular, to get the next best car? Those things are all going to fade. I've done a lot of funerals in my life, and I've never seen the U-Haul tied to the end of that hearse, man. We don't take it with us. They're all going to fade. You're going to die, and your family's going to sell it off and split it on eBay. That thing that meant so much to you. Woo! Yeah, thanks, Dad. I brought $1,500 things, man. I mean, it don't make a difference. But what's going to make a difference? You work so hard to give all those things. I mean, they're going to sell them all off. What really makes a difference? How about the pain to making sure that as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord? Because eternity means the most. It's the pain of working through that, serving through pain, not giving up. Yeah, people are going to mock you. It's all right. Second thing is train for the challenges and do not be surprised when they arrive. Train for the challenges and don't be surprised when they arrive. You know, I had a coach one time. I was training and we were running and conditioning, getting ready for the season. And I remember my side just splitting, hurting. You know what I'm talking about? When you start running, that first 5 minutes, your side is like, you know, it's not old age. It's just my side, my rib right here. Something's hurting. I'm not sure what it is. But anyway, something's happening and your side's hurting. And I had a coach one time tell me, he said, Gene, he said, you can stop for 5 minutes and wait and that pain will quit. He goes, or you can run for 5 minutes and the pain will quit. Either way, your pain's going to stop in about 5 minutes. So you can stop and wait, and the pain will stop. Or you can run for 5 minutes, and then the pain's going to stop anyway. He goes, what would you rather be? Because if you run through the pain, when it stops, what happens? You're already ahead. But if you stop and wait for the pain to quit, then you're behind. And that many times to get ahead in life, we've got to run through the pain. We've got to walk through the pain. Because eventually the pain will stop. Eventually the pain will cease. So are you going to stop and sit on the sidelines? Or are you going to persevere through it and say, this pain is not going to stop me. This pain is not going to stop me from fulfilling God's goal in my life. God's purpose in my life. Yeah, it hurts. It hurts bad many times. But we push through it. And realizing that we have to train for the challenges and don't be surprised when they arrive. Because it's not will they, it's when they. 1 Peter 4:12 is very clear. Beloved, do not be surprised. Do not be surprised at the fiery ordeals among you, which comes upon you for your testing as though some strange things were happening to you. Scripture basically says it like this. Don't be surprised. Don't be like, why am I going through this? Why am I having to do this? Many times in our life, you know, I just be honest. Can I be honest with you and tell you that there's been times in my life when I said, God, this is not fair. I've had some times like that. And tell you that it's happened probably more so. And there's times that I've had a week and I say, it's not fair. God, I'm hurting. I don't want to get up and minister. I'm hurting inside and I'm going through things in my life that don't make a lot of sense. God, don't you know who I am? I'm the pastor. I'm not supposed to hurt when I preach. But sometimes I'm hurting. Sometimes I've had things that are discouraging to me. But you know what I do? I've got to fight through it. I don't give up. Because you know what? Scripture is very clear that we don't give up during. Well, he said, don't give up because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. All of us are going to go through it. It says, don't give up. Prepare for them. So you prepare ahead of time. As we're training our guys in our football league, me and Kelly right here. Good to have my friend Kelly out there in the front row. He and I are assisting coaches for our Webb City football team, Little League. And, man, we got to train those guys to fight through their pain. Because in third grade, everybody's got pain. I mean, this is amazing, you know. One good play, and I was like, yeah! You know, next play, they missed it. Oh, my shoulder. I mean, we're trying to teach them to fight through the pain. Yeah, football is a contact sport, and it's going to be some pain involved. It's an emotional sport. I'm sorry. You got to get down in their face. Yeah, it's tough. What do you think this was? If you want to go cheer with the girls, this is what we do. You don't go cheer with the girls. Go over there. This is called football. What do you think you were signing up for? If you want to sell cookies, go on down the street. We're playing football. You know, that's what, in football, you have to do that. And I think in life, many times we need somebody to get in our face and to say that. It's called life. Do you think it was going to be easy? They beat Christ to a bloody pulp. Crucified him to a cross. And he was perfect without sin. How much more will you and I suffer? It's going to happen. Well, pastor, then what's the sense of being a Christian if you're going to suffer? Because this is the difference, is this. That storms are going to happen whether you're a Christian or not a Christian. But this is a secret. As a Christian, I have peace in the middle of my storm. That's the difference. As a Christian, I know that God is going to sustain me. And so don't be surprised when you have things happen, when someone stabs you in the back, when someone talks about you, when you go through something that doesn't make sense, when someone walks out to the door on you and you have no reason why and you don't understand it. The Bible says don't be shocked. You're going to go through tribulations. You're going to go through trials, and you're not going to understand them all. But persevere. Persevere. Don't stop and sit on this, oh, pastor, I can't serve anymore. I'm hurt. Yeah, we're all hurt. We've all got injuries. We've all got our scars. We've all got our braces on underneath that maybe you don't see. We've all got things that we have to train for and pains we work through. And today, serving is working through the pain, working many times with a limp. And my closing thought to you today is this: when it seems impossible, stay steady. When it seems impossible, stay steady. Look what Ephesians 6:13 says. Therefore, take up a full armor of God so that you will be able to resist the evil day. And having done everything, do what? Stand firm. So the Bible's very clear. Put on the whole armor of God. You get that knowledge, man. You get that. You get everything you need to put on that armor of God. You clothe yourself. But listen, when that all happens, and you're still getting hit from every area, he says what? Stand firm. Stand firm. We're never called to retreat. We're never called to give up. We're never called to say, I'm hurting. Do you mean God doesn't have compassion on me? I mean, God's the most compassionate God, the most gracious God. What's so awesome about it is even though my pain, whether it be inflicted by somebody else or by my own stupid mistake, even though I had that pain, through God's compassion, through his grace for me, he can still use me. And he doesn't see me as a deceiver. He sees me as a prince of God. That's the difference. Stand firm. I went fishing one time. I was a teenager and I was fishing this lake, and the river was flowing that day. They'd opened the floodgates up downstream, and man, the current was so strong. And so we would throw upstream and let our bait float downstream with the current. But the catch was this: there's a lot of rocks out there. And if you're not careful, if you let the thing hit the bottom too fast, you would get caught up on the rocks and you'd lose all that tackle. But there's a lot of big fish swimming around that lake that day. That's where the big ones were. So we were out there throwing. More time throwing out there, and sure enough, man, I hit bottom and got snagged up. I walked down the bank and I was trying to pull that line off and went to the other side and tried to pull off, and the current was too strong. There's no way I could have went out there and got it unloose. I'd been swept downstream. Too dangerous. And I remember trying to break it off and it wouldn't happen. So I'd gotten my pocket knife out and I was getting ready to cut the line. And right when I get ready to cut the line, I felt this. I had the biggest old catfish you'd ever seen in your life on in that line. And that thing was just sitting there playing possum. I thought I was hung up. I thought I was snagged. I thought, man, I got to cut this line. And I was just getting ready to cut the line and give up. And I'd have missed out on this trophy fish. Many of us are the same way. We get snagged up in life and we go through hurts. And we're ready to cut the line. God, I just quit. Well, I just give up. If that's what being a Christian is about, if it's no better than this, I'm just going to quit. We're ready to cut the line. And God's got like, no. You don't realize what I'm taking you through is going to bring you a great reward. Don't give up too soon. I've got a purpose, because this pain is going to lead the gain. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't cut that line too soon. For many of us here, we've cut the line. We're sitting on the sidelines. I've been hurt. My last church hurt me, or people hurt me, or people talked about me, and I can't get involved. I can't serve. I got to wait until I'm not walking with a limp no more. And I say, you're going to have to learn to walk with a limp most of your life. There's going to be things you have to work through, pain you work through. But when you work through it in a healthy way with God's help, it leads to gain. If you reject God, you're going to suffer pain too. And that pain is going to lead to death and destruction. But when you walk with God's help, that pain leads to development in our life. A place of strengthening. A place of security in Christ, knowing that, yeah, no matter what I go through, no matter what kind of pain that happens in my life, I'm in God's hands. And He's going to see me and my family through. Hanging on. Standing firm. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads today. In closing, if you're here today and say, Pastor Gene, as you're speaking today, I realize that I've given up a long time ago. Not just in serving God, but I'm not even a Christian today. Maybe you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Or maybe you have, but you haven't lived for Him for a long time. And today, say, Pastor, I want to get things right with God. I want to make sure I'm on God's team today. I want to make sure that if I die, I know where I'm going. That heaven's my home. I want to ask Jesus Christ in my life today. I would not embarrass you in any way. No one's looking but me. But can you, if that's you today, can you just raise your hand and say, Pastor, I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Can you raise it high today? Anyone here today, if that's you, I want to give you that chance. Raise it high where I can see it. I want to make sure I'm not missing anybody today. Second question I have for you today is this. You say, Pastor, you're talking, I realize that I've allowed my pain to slow me down. I've allowed my pain to cause me to want to quit in serving. Not serving God, but just from being involved and serving and using my gifts the way God wants to. Because of the things I've faced in my past, I've allowed that to stop me. And today, I just want to tell God that I'm tired of making excuses. Today, I want to get back in the game. Today, I want to say yes to God. I'm going to serve you, if it means serving you with a limp. If it means serving you with some pain. If that's you today and God's speaking to you today, can you just raise your hands? That's me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Several hands. Anybody else? Thank you, thank you. Anybody else? That's me, Pastor. That's me. I've got to persevere. I felt like giving up. In fact, I was almost ready to give up. Thank you for being honest. Anybody else today? Yeah. Several hands going up today. That's good. The Holy Spirit's speaking today. I'm going to invite you to stand with me today, and I want to pray for you, especially those who raised their hands today. Today's your pastor. I spiritually get in your face. And I say that, don't give up. You can do it. Don't give up. Don't cut the line too soon. Persevere. Fight through the pain, because in the end, God will use it for His purpose, for those who persevere. I want to pray a closing prayer over you today, and especially for those who raise their hands. So let's pray together. Father, I thank You, Lord, for those who were honest today and raised their hands and said that they have felt like giving up. They've allowed themselves to be sidelined, maybe because of a past rejection or past pain or something they're going through right now, and they feel like just quitting. Father, I pray today that Your spirit of perseverance would just flood their heart today, knowing that, God, that we're going to have to fight through this, and it's a call maturing in You, maturing in our faith in Jesus Christ, that it's through these times that You use it to grow us, to mature us, so that when we come on the other side, we can help others who are walking through the same thing. And I pray today that, guys, we're honest before You and say, yeah, I feel like giving up. But today, that spirit of quit would fall out of their life, and there'd be a spirit of fight that would rise up within them. That there'd be a spirit of fight that would rise up within them that says, I'm not going to let go of God. I'm not going to, no matter what it costs me, reputation, my friends, our relationship, family, whatever it takes, I am not letting go of Jesus Christ. I'm going to hang strong with him. And I'm going to fight through the pain. And I'm going to grow in my Savior's love. Today, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for that persevering spirit that I believe is rising up within people to serve, to get back into the game. Those who have been sidelined with injuries are going to limp back in the game. And they're going to point to you as the reason I'm limping today, but I'm back in the game. It's because of God's grace, because of God's mercy. He's helped me persevere in spite of my pain, in spite of what I've gone through. I am persevering. I am moving forward. It's not about finishing first. It's about finishing the race. And I'm going to finish. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you today. Thank you for being here. Hey, get involved in a group tonight. Find a group. If you need a brochure, go to get one out of your bulletin. Find those addresses. You can call those leaders up. God bless you today. You have a great week.